First, the coming and the going in and out of the party, the dubbing and the rubbing and the rocking to the rhythm, the dancing and the skanking and the party really swinging, then the crash and the bang and the flame start to trang, the heat and the smoke and the people start to choke, the screaming and the crying and the dying in the fire. We didn't know, so it could have happened, you know, anytime, anywhere. For don't it happen to we and the Asians them already? But in spite of all that, everybody was still shocked when we get the cold facts about that brutal attack, when we find out about the fire over New Cross, about the innocent life them we lost, about the physically scarred, the mentally marred, and them relatives who take it so hard. And you know, although plenty of people were surprised, if you know said them kind of thing that could have happened to we in a this year Great Britain, in a London today. And a few get frightened, and a few get subdued. Almost everybody had to sympathize with the loved ones of the injured and the dead. For this year massacre, make we come to realize it could have been me, it could have been you, I wanna feel we picnic them who fell victims to the terror by night. But wait, you know, remember how the whole of Black Britain did rock with grief, how the whole of Black Britain turned a melancholy blue, not the possible blue of the murderer's eyes, but like the smoke of gloom on that cold Sunday morning. But wait, you know, remember how the whole of Black Britain did rock with rage, how the whole of Black Britain turned a fiery red. Not the callous red of the killer's eyes, but red with rage like the flames of the fire. First the laughing and the talking and the styling in the party, the moving and the grooving and the dancing to the disco, the joking and the jiving and the joy of the party, then the panic and the pushing and the boring through the fire, the running and the jumping and the flames them rising higher, the weeping and the mourning, oh, the horror of the fire. It's a hell of a something for sure, you know. What a terrible price we have paid, oh man. Just for live a little life, just for struggle for survive. Every day is just worries and struggle and strife. Imagine, so much young people cut off before them prime, before the twilight of them time, without reason or rhyme, casting this shadow of gloom over with life. Look how the police and the press try them desperate best to put a stop to request for the truth. You remember? First them say it could be arson, then them say maybe not. First them say a firebomb, then them say perhaps not. Them imply it could a white, them imply it could a black who responds for the attack against those innocent young blacks. Instead of raising the alarm, make the public know war gwan. Plenty paper print pure lie fi blind your public eye. And the police them plot and scheme, confuse and conceal. Me hear say, even the poor parents of the dead them try fi use. But you know, in spite of them wicked propaganda, we refuse to surrender to them ugly innuendo. For up till now, not one of them, neither Stockwell, neither Wilson, nor Bell, not one of them can tell we why. Not one of them can tell we who. Who turned that night of joy into a morning of sorrow? Who turned the jollity into an ugly tragedy? First, the coming and the going in and out of the party. The dubbing and the rubbing and the rocking to the rhythm. The dancing and the skanking and the party really swinging. The laughing and the talking and the styling in the party. The moving and the grooving and the dancing to the disco. The joking and the jiving and the joy of the party. Then the crash and the bang and the flame start to trung. The heat and the smoke and the people start to choke. The screaming and the crying and the dying in the fire. The panic and the pushing and the boring through the fire. The running and the jumping and the flames them rising higher. The weeping and the mourning, oh, the horror of the fire.